Starting it. This is Freda Pennock, member of the board of the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware. I should say Freda Levenberg Pennock. And I'm interviewing my aunt, Jean Levenberg Sackman. Let's start at the beginning. When and where were you born?
Wilmington, Delaware, December 21st, 1924, at the Delaware Hospital.
The old Delaware, which is now
Delaware.
The Wilmington. And your name at birth was?
Jeanette Rita Levenberg.
And your parents' names?
My mother's name was Pauline Frank Levenberg. My father's name was David. My mother did have a middle name in Hebrew and Yiddish. It was Mansia.
And they were born where?
My mother was born in Austria. The name of the city.
Well, we're looking at the birth certificate together, and the name of the place is Jezierzany. In the district of Biarritz, Z-C-Z-E-W, for zoo, I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. And it must have been the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It was, because this has been translated, the birth certificate is written in Polish and in German.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my father was born in what was, we assume, Lodz, which was, he always considered himself Polish.
Poland, yeah. You have brothers and sisters?
One brother.
And where was he born?
In Wilmington, at Front and Market.
He didn't get to go to the hospital.
He was born on Front Street.
So the old Front Street.
Yes.
And do you remember where you went to schools?
Number 15, I think, was the first school, Mary C.I. Williams.
Where was number, was that Mary
C.I.? That
C.
was right, no, Mary, was number 15 was right down on the corner of 3rd and Harrison. It's now, when I left, it was a gas station.
3rd and Harrison,
We lived at 3rd and Franklin. It was right on the corner.
Oh, then what did they do? Build Mary C.I.? I think 3rd.
Then they built Mary C.I. Williams, which was further down on 3rd Street.
I think 3rd and Harrison is now underneath I-95.
I don't know.
Well, isn't St. Paul's on Harrison?
No. St.
Oh.
Paul's
Harrison. Oh, that's right. That's right.
No.
That was right down the block from you then.
Yeah, one block.
Oh, okay.
That was just for kindergarten, I think, in first grade, and then Mary C.I. Williams
That school was
built.
Gone by the time I was born.
Yes. Yes. And then Bancroft, which was out near the Wilmington General Hospital, in back of it.
Was that Byard?
Byard. It wasn't Byard. It was Byard. Thomas F. Byard?
Yeah,
that was my
still
junior
there.
High. Is it still?
I don't know that it's a junior high.
And then Wilmington High School.
The old Wilmington High School.
The old Wilmington High School.
What synagogue did you belong to?
None.
And if there's a reason why your family didn't belong to synagogue? I know the reason.
My father was an agnostic. Didn't. Yeah. I attended the Workman's Circle Shul. I did go to
Where
Jewish
was that?
School, 3rd and Shipley, near the Chesed Shulamit, two doors down from the old Chesed Shulamit.
They ran a separate school?
Yes.
Separate from Chesed Shulamit?
Oh, it was not Hebrew. It was Yiddish. I learned no Hebrew.
Did you learn any Jewish history?
Yeah.
Oh.
But no Hebrew. That was the Workman's Circle had their own building.
When I was a child, the building was at 4th and Washington.
Yes.
They had moved.
Okay.
And then when you grew up, you graduated high school and you went to work in Wilmington.
I took an academic course in high school, college prep. Never got to college at that time.
Well.
That was right after, before the war and.
After the Depression.
Yeah. In between. Took a short course at but was Goldie College. It then became Goldie Beacom.
Okay.
And then I went to work in Wilmington.
Was that on Jefferson Street when you went there?
Yeah. Yes. 8th and Jefferson.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
8th or 9th and Jefferson.
Yeah.
And you went to work for who?
Well, I had worked when I was in high school. Wilmington Jobbing. It was Eddie Freeman and I think it was Eddie Freeman and a Horowitz. I forget his first name.
They were
wholesale distributors of rugs and stuff.
Furniture?
No furniture. Congoleum Nairn was there.
Oh.
They were on French Street.
Okay.
And I went.
Well, a lot of those stores were on French Street.
Yeah, I went to work there, and then I worked for the Jewish Federation.
They were not called Federation.
Yeah.
Were they?
That's what they were called. Yeah, Jewish Family Service, Jewish Federation of Delaware.
Okay.
For Ben Coder.
And how many years did you work there?
10. Almost 10. Yeah, that was
throughout the war.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do volunteer work?
You volunteered when you worked for the Federation. You volunteered.
You got volunteer wages.
You got volunteer wages, and you did. You attended all the meetings.
Oh, okay.
Breakfast meeting, all the Federation meetings, all these Jewish family. Well, it wasn't Jewish Family Service; it was Jewish Welfare Society.
Right.
At that time.
Right.
So.
In the 30s and 40s, it has been said that there was some prejudice at work against Jews in the city. But clearly, if you worked where you worked, you didn't.
No, we in fact when worked for the Wilmington Jobbing, we had a very light colored black man who worked there with red hair, and he was moving. When his children got to be of a certain school age, he was moving north and going to try to pass.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was going to pass.
Was his wife dark?
No, they were both light.
That's really interesting. Did he go?
I don't know. I left there.
Oh, okay. And how did you observe the Jewish holidays in your family? Clearly, you were able to take off work. There's a question here that asks where you were able to take off work. Clearly, the office closed.
The office is closed, yes. How did we observe them? When I was a little girl, I went to the Adas Kodesh and the Chesed Shalemeth just to visit my grandmother. My grandmother belonged to the Adas Kodesh.
Oh.
And I would go
down on 3rd and...
No, they were on 6th and French.
6th and French was Adas Kodesh, yeah.
I went there. And we also went to, at one time she belonged to the Chesed Shalemeth, but I remember going there. Maybe that was just to visit Mary Schwartz. but you got all dressed up and you went to synagogue. I mean, you know, but it was just a kid's thing. At home, it was just a family dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You had gastronomical Jews.
Well, yeah. Well, did you do any...
But my grandmother lived with us, so that the holidays were observed that because of that, and so was the Sabbath.
You don't think they would have been observed otherwise?
Only with big dinners.
With big dinners, yeah. And did you do anything with your activities based around YM and YWHA?
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Because we lived
in
the neighborhood.
And that was at 6th and French, too.
Yeah.
That was next door to Adas Kodesh.
Yes. Yeah. That was where you went when you became... old enough to mix.
Mm-hmm. Your high school buddies went?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And did you do anything during World War II that would have been considered involved in the war movement, or did you primarily just go to work every day?
Well, we belonged to the USO of the Jew. At the Jewish Community Center, there was, I don't remember the name of it, but... they had a canteen there, and that's what we did. And we also went, they took us to Fort Dix for dances.
They bussed you over to Fort
Dix?
Yeah,
we went to Fort Dix. But basically it was in the, and I also worked with the air raid.
Oh, the air raid.
Yeah, in the basement of City Hall with all the rats. And my girlfriend Edith and I went, and we just sat there, basically. I mean, we,
during the air raids?
No, there were no air raids here. It was
not we real were, raids. There were no. There were practices.
Yeah, no, we were not there then.
There were blackouts. We had blackouts.
We had blackouts. No, we were just sitting there, and when we saw a mass, we got up on top of the table.
What was your job there?
If there was an air raid, we had to call people. There were phones.
Oh, you mean you took turns being, people took turns like just putting in time there.
Yeah, as volunteers down there.
And when I worked in City Hall in the early 60s, in the summers, there was still an air raid. And there were still supplies in the basement because there were signs all over City Hall.
Well, that's what we did. That was our, you know.
That was your job.
That was our volunteer job.
During the war, did anybody in this area really know about the Holocaust? Really, really know about how the Jews were being treated? Had word come over at what point?
Did you remember that? I don't. It was not discussed. I don't recall any of that.
So, at what point did everyone in your family become aware of the extent?
We knew that there were problems because early on.
I mean, with the Federation, there must have been some kind of discussion.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, we brought in all the people.
I know that.
But before that, my grandmother used to send packages to Europe, used clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that stopped because they couldn't accept it, and it was going nowhere. The post offices wouldn't accept the stuff to go.
Hmm. But there was no, even in the Federation offices, there was no discussion of the possibility that hundreds and thousands of people were being killed and herded up and rounded up and being moved across Europe.
But that's not when I worked there.
What do you mean?
I worked there at the end of it. I worked there in 43.
Well, still, 43
43, 45 to, I guess it wasn't quite 10 years because, no, I think the war must have been over by the time I went there. I know that we brought in a lot of refugees.
No, it wasn't because you had guys coming back and forth. The war wasn't quite over. If you went there in 43, the war was over in 45.
Wait a minute. I graduated from high school. Yeah, I graduated from high school in 41, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I worked at that, so it was after that, because I got married in 52. I guess it wasn't 10 years that I worked there. It was less than that, because I was there after the war. I went there after, because during the war, when I was corresponding with boys that were in the service, I was still working at Wilmington Jobbing. It was after the war that I went there because that's when they were bringing in. I worked there from, I guess, I don't know the years. I could look it up, but I don't
know. You had told me you were there during the war because a driver had come.
No, I.
With German
soldiers.
Soldiers. Prisoners of war from Fort DuPont.
Yeah, well, they were still prisoners of war.
And they'd been liberated and sent home after the war?
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet. So it must have been around 45 that I went to work there. Because we were already bringing in people. We were bringing in children. Displaced persons. And Ben Kerber used to go. And he brought back children that did not belong to us. I mean, they were not assigned to this area.
Where did he get them?
New York. He went to New York, met them at the boat, and just took whoever they would give him. In the way of children. He felt that the children were our future, were the future of the Jewish people.
So he would
people.
Just gather up Jewish children from the
yeah,
camps
one or
and
two
bring
here,
them
yeah,
to Wilmington,
yeah, but
to place
anyone,
their families.
As they, you know, I guess there was some place in New York when they got off the boat where they were distributing these people. Mm. And he went and brought back families as well as...
Well, I remember there was a family that lived with Grandma.
Yeah, yeah, there was a family and then there was a brother and a sister that were separated and the brother stayed with us and the sister lived somewhere else until they could get them a place to live together. They wanted to go to family. They were going to family and they were looking for their family. But we had them, we had the Sussmans,
And the Sussmans, I should note for the tape that the Sussmans was a family.
Yeah.
A mother, a father, a little boy.
Yeah.
I remember them vaguely. They stayed with my grandparents for months and months.
Yeah, and the father was mentally ill.
Well, he stayed mentally ill. So
yes.
I don't think he
ended up in state hospital for a short time.
Well,
the mother went to work.
They ultimately got a little tailor shop out in Claymont.
Right, and they moved out. And he was all right then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember the little boy because I wasn't so much older, and he would go to kindergarten and have to be brought home every day because he would become violently ill without his parents.
Yeah, and he got, when his mother left for work in the morning.
Yeah.
Until your grandmother looked at him one day and said, "Don't do it."
He threw up every morning.
when his mother left. But they were with us, and the mother stayed with us until the father was...
How long was he in the hospital?
A short time, a very short time.
Yeah.
Because they would have sent him back if they thought that he was ill when he came here.
They would have
they
sent
met
him back
in
to
the, in the
camps?
In the camps, and
oh,
they married
okay.
in the camps. They married in the camps. The one thing I remember about her is that she was a very tiny lady, but her hands were very large. And she said that was from throwing coal on the boxcars by hand.
Aye.
That her hands just got big. I guess she was young when she started, and they developed. But,
amazing.
Yeah.
Now, when you were very young, before you moved to Third and Franklin, where you spent most of your life until you got married.
I was 6 months old.
Oh, so you really don't remember your first time?
No. It was on the east side. It was on French Street. And...
near the police station, from what I...
Yeah. And they moved to Third and Franklin.
And your father was a barber.
My father was a barber. And my grandmother moved in with us shortly after that. I mean, it was, as far as I know, my whole life. The only memory I have.
This is your mother's mother.
My mother's mother lived with us. My father's parents.
Well, I remember
that
too.
Yeah, my father's parents. Well, my father's father and stepmother lived in New York.
And your parents got to Wilmington because?
My grandmother had moved here, married a man and moved here. And.
This is your mother's mother.
My mother's mother married, his name is David Lurge. They had a jewelry store on Front Street where my brother was born. 9 East Front Street.
East Front Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was also my grandmother's sister lived here, my Aunt Sarah Pogash.
So that she was a member of the Pogash clan.
Yeah. So that was what brought my parents here.
Parents were married already?
Yes. Oh, yes. They married in New York.
Oh, okay.
They married in New York, lived in New York for a short time, and my father was in business with his brother, and that didn't work. They were both barbers.
Yeah.
And then moved to Wilmington.
I should add at this point that one of my grandmother's brothers is William Frank, Bill Frank, otherwise known as the historian and general roustabout of the News Journal.
Yeah, there was
and
another...
he was a good deal younger than your mother.
He was a baby, so he was 13 years old.
Yeah.
And
he
there was
closer
another brother
in age
was
to
10.
My father.
Yeah. There was another brother that was 10 years younger than
yeah.
me. And they had come to Wilmington, so my mother came after that.
Well, do you remember when Israel was created in 48?
Yes.
You were in Wilmington?
Yes.
And you were working for Ben Coder?
Yes.
And what was that like?
That was exciting. Everybody was, I was part of Young Judea, I think, at that time. It was a Young Judea group.
Oh.
Girls. Girl Scout group. I was also a Girl Scout leader, so I can't remember which came when. But there were big celebrations, and everybody was just glued to the radios and listening and trying to find out what was going on.
Was there concern, fear?
I don't think so.
Or just elation.
Just elation, basically, that it had finally happened. That we were going to be there. That it was something that everybody had waited for and worked for when you were part of Hadassah.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
that's
that
true.
Sort of thing.
Well, are there any memories you have of the Jewish areas of town that are anything startling, or it was just your life?
It was just my life. Why would it be? You know, it was, there was no Jewish part of it. Second Street. Yeah, I mean, that's where you got, everybody shopped Second Street.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish butchers were there, and the Sherechet was there, who was the man who killed the chickens. there was the dairy store and the bakery, the Blackman's Bakery.
Well, at that time, the community was pretty close, physically. People
well,
have not yet begun to move
they're
out.
They're not in the suburbs, but there were two separate sides of town.
Yeah, and then there was the group that was growing up in the Ninth Ward.
Well, that's what I say. There were two completely, I'm showing with my two completely sides of town. You lived over the bridge, which meant you lived over the
Washington Street
bridge. And then there was P.S. DuPont.
That had come in the 30s.
Right, so that's when the elite moved over on the other side of town.
And the other folks stayed?
On the side. Or over on this side of the bridge. I mean, there was a separation.
Was there?
Oh, yeah, because anybody who became anybody moved over there. If you got a little bit of money, you moved over on the other side of town.
To the Ninth Ward.
Yeah.
Oh, that's. Yeah, you're right. And then ultimately it all moved over there.
Well, yeah.
Because by the time I was a kid, everybody was there.
Yeah, but you weren't brought up there.
No. I lived in Ellesmere for a while. We moved over there sooner or later.
Yeah, but you were already big.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was in
you were on Canby Park. You were at Canby Park.
Yeah, I was in junior high by the time I moved there.
So that
was the place to aspire to be.
That's right. It was too complete. It was just different. Your grocers and your tradesmen and your tailors and barbers and the butcher.
Lived in the old neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, lived on this side of the bridge. And when you became somebody, you moved over. I mean, when you got up there,
mm-hmm.
you moved on the other side of the bridge.
And did the membership in the synagogues reflect that, or you don't?
No. Beth Sholem was the conservative synagogue, so they were on the other side. But there was no...
And I don't remember where the original Beth Sholem was. I remember...
That's the only one that I know was.
Where? Over on the...
On 18th and Washington.
But that's a building that was built at the same time that Beth Emmett was built.
No, not that. No. You're on... Now it's on the boulevard.
Right.
On 18th and Washington, there was a synagogue.
That's right. I remember. It was on 18th and Washington, just moved two blocks away.
Yeah. But that as far as I know, was the original one. But and the Addis Kodesh and Chesed Shalemeth stayed over. There was no, and the Reform was even over on
the
side of the bridge.
Reform was at 9th and Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I was married, in 9th and Washington.
Well, that's where I was born, raised, and married. And
were you married there too? Yeah.
In the new one.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the old one.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You were married in the new one.
The new one was built in 54.
Right, and I was married
in
52.
Yeah.
So
I was one of the first confirmation classes in
New York. Oh, well, so it was, yeah. But that as far as I know, I don't remember the conservative synagogue being on this side of the bridge.
No, I don't either. You're right. But I do remember I had a friend in elementary school who belonged to Addis Kodesh. Her parents were very religious, but she went to Hebrew school on Washington Street between, it was Central, I forget the name of it, but it was between about 7th and 8th. And there was a school, the building is still there, I think. It was just a building where she went to Hebrew school.
Emmett Shaw was 9th in Washington.
Beth Emmett was 9th in Washington.
Beth Emmett was.
This was down around 7th. And she would go to Hebrew school there.
See, that was after my time.
And it was just a building, and it must have been an old school because it's surrounded by macadam. It had a link fence in front of it, and she would go to Hebrew school there. I don't remember the name of it.
Very Orthodox?
Very.
Was it part of that Masik Yadas?
I don't think so, because her family, her mother and father, were active members of Kaddish Kodesh. I don't remember. Well, it's all interesting. I could go back and back and back.
Yeah.
Both of us. And then you left town around in the 50s.
I left town in 53. I got married. I was still working for the Federation when I got married.
And we moved my grandparents out of 3rd and Franklin over to 39th Street in the late 60s, early 70s. After the Martin Luther King riots.
Yeah.
That was time.
Yeah.
And we...
Well, after they broke the windows. Somebody tried to break into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Grandmom was there alone. Mm-hmm. Grandpa had gone out.
But I remember it was about the time of the riots.
Yeah. That's when he called it quits.
Yeah. Yeah, and we moved them over out of 30.
We had tried before that.
Oh, we all had tried.
He wouldn't go.
I know.
He wouldn't go.
I know. And
I thought they lived over there for about 12 to 13 years.
My grandmother passed away in 83.
77 was my grandpa.
Yeah. So they had been there since about 60.
The early 60s.
Late 60s. Early 70s. My first child was crawling.
When they moved?
When they moved, because I have pictures of her crawling around.
That's right, they were in the old house. They were in the old house.
So she was born in 68, so I would assume that they spent 12, 13 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's it?
This is it for posterity.